Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's look at some of the a'mal that we can perform on this night of the 15th of Sha'ban. The first one is paying attention to our Imam. This night marks the birth anniversary of our Imam and is one of the best opportunity to return back to him. It is an established fact that the journey to Allah and reaching true servitude is not possible except by the help of the Imam. One of the biggest reasons why the Imam is in ghaiba at the moment is because we count ourselves needless of him. How sad is it that we don't really feel the need for our Imam? I feel happy with my life, alhamdulillah. We have a progressive society, all the technology we need, access to information, a lot of knowledge, and we feel quite spiritual. So why do we need an Imam? If we carry on with this thought, the zuhur cannot happen. On the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, we need to create a thirst in us for the Imam by realizing how great our need for a perfect guide is, how important a just and infallible leader is for our society, and how essential this caring father and teacher is for our spiritual growth. In such a night, we need to uncover this reality that we are in a bad state in all our spheres of our life. Without the Imam, we're in a dark and miserable tunnel filled with ignorance and distraction, and the luminous face of the son of Zahra is our only hope. If we're able to achieve this understanding, then we've taken a great step. Something very valuable we can do tonight is to gift the thawab of our actions to the Imam. This is a recommended way to pay attention to him. You could recite Quran, which is so important, the ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn, the salah of the 12th Imam, or the special dua al-Faraj, and give the thawab of it to the Imam.